Did you know that donating your car, boat, or motorcycle to WMNF helps keep the station running? It's an important revenue source for us. Donating is easy. Simply call 1-888-966-3885 or visit WMNFcar.org to schedule your free pickup.
Hi, I'm Laura Taylor, WMNF Development Director and host of Surface Noise. Just knowing you are listening makes me feel better, so I can imagine WMNF being there for you is helpful too. I'm so proud to work here and so grateful for your support. We couldn't bring you the music you love without it. Because of you, we can also deliver you up-to-the-minute news from sources and people you trust. We are here to make you feel better, and we, as a community, are all connected. Thank you for making that possible.
In every way. For now, we may be apart, but you are forever in my heart. For you were my confidant, my lover, my soulmate, my friend. Until we see each other again.
All right. Jerry, are you with us still? Let's see. Are we still there, Jerry?
Can you hear me?
There we are. All right. So, Jerry, let me tell you, we had a little cutoff there because of NPR.
Okay.
But I tell you what, we are glad to have had you here on the show with us today.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think we have some more callers here who have some sentiments they want to share regarding Otis. Let's go with Sister Kelly.
Yeah.
Sister Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Share your short sentiments, if you will, with us about Otis.
Oh, Otis Anthony draw me to MNF with his words, his intellect, his humanity, his service spirit. Jerry, my heart goes out to you and Otis family, because as the expression goes, the good people gone too soon. Love you all. Blessings.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Kelly.
Thank you.
All right. That was Sister Kelly. Let's see. We have Clay. Clay from Land O'Lakes. What's up, Clay?
Well, greetings and salutations to you both. I want to say, as a native Campian and Florian endangered species, I was always appreciative of his work for the people of Tampa. You know, he did such wonderful things. He worked so hard. And it wasn't just for one group of people. It was for the betterment of all. So, something you had to give him accolades for. As a frequent caller to his show, he and I engage in some stimulating discourse.
Yes.
Much so that he gave me his cell number so we could continue our discourse off air at times. Now, it's sad that he is gone, but he is sorely missed. And, he chose a fine replacement.
Oh.
To take over the show. And I want to tell you, I thank you for spending this time in this whole, with everything else that's going on, that you'd spend this time to pay tribute to Otis Anthony and his life. And by the way, man, what good poetry you write, young lady. I really. You're good. You should print that stuff up.
Well, you told me that all the time. Thank you so much.
You see that, Jerry? See that?
Yeah. Well, peace be upon you both. Stay healthy, and thanks for the show, Walter.
Hey, Clay, you got it. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you, okay?
Yeah.
Peace to you.
Thank you.
All right. And, Jerry, I think we have another call here from Daryl. Daryl, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Walter. I didn't really know Otis. I knew of his name. I didn't know him like you knew Otis Anthony, and I was really calling in for the other segment when you were saying that this was a tribute. I will say this: whenever we lose people like Otis Anthony, and that's the natural thing of life, people like Maya Angelou, they were treasures, you know, in our community. And it's like the old saying: you never know the value of what you have until it's gone.
Mm.
now people are really, you know, appreciate his poetry, appreciate and say nice things to the spouse and everything like that. But yeah, he was really a treasure in our community.
Yes.
Not Atlanta, New York, or anything, but our community. You know, yeah, Otis Anthony. Yeah, I appreciate, you know, the playing of the poems and stuff like that. I really wanted to say something also about your other segment about what's going on in our country. I don't want to do that.
Well, I tell you what, just call back in a few minutes. Just call back in a few minutes, and we'll shed that light, okay?
But yeah, and to the spouse, our prayers are with you still, and to grow and be stronger. And just remember, here's another old saying: whatever doesn't take you out makes you stronger, and you are a stronger person. Right now, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Daryl. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, Jerry. Any final words?
No, not really. I just appreciate you allowing me this opportunity.
Oh no! Listen, it's my pleasure. You were here, and I stand on your shoulders, and Otis's shoulders. You built the foundation of this thing. And so I want to thank you for all that you've done, okay? And you are always, always a friend to the show and always welcome here on the Sunday Forum.
Okay. Thank you so much, Walter.
All right.
Okay.
Jerry Woods, everybody. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Listen, we really, really, I'm very glad to have had the opportunity to do this segment and take a moment and pay tribute to Otis Anthony for all the work that he did to establish and to maintain this show for 13 plus years of doing this show. And for him to choose me after looking for 3 years, I was told he was looking for 3 years for somebody to cover this show for him. And you know, for him to choose me is a very humbling acknowledgement. So, I'm very humbled to be doing this. Glad to be bringing you the best in radio programming here from WMNF 88.5 here in Tampa. And we're just going to keep on keeping on. We're going to keep on keeping on. And from that, you know, we now have established the Fourth Estate crew, a crew of people that I love and hold in great esteem. And I want to thank you because you are the next step, the evolution of what Otis Anthony was shooting for. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, listen, and Otis, you will always, always be missed and loved right here on this show. So listen, we have a caller. Let's see who this caller is here. Caller.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're here on...
Daryl.
Oh, Daryl, okay. Hold on a minute. hold on a minute, Daryl. Hold on a second, okay?
All right.
So we have Daryl. He's ready to go, boy. He's ready to rock and roll. All right. So everybody, listen, do we have time? We're gonna take a break now or we come back? We just wanna go right into it.
Yeah, we can go right into it.
We're gonna go right into it. Okay. Listen, folks, this is WMNF 88.5 Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete. Pasco Hernando. We want to hear from everybody out there. We had a heck of a week this past week. And yesterday was one heck of a day. It was a long week because we sat there and we waited forever to get these final results in for who was going to occupy this White House, mm-hmm. right? And for a moment now, I was a little worried.
Me too.
Everything was looking all red and stuff.
I kept saying I thought... I told my parents, I said, I truly believe he's going to be president again. But I'm so happy I was wrong. They kept saying, no, don't say that. But I really did. I thought that, and yeah, Florida was red, of course.
That shouldn't
surprise you, though.
I was hurt. I was mad. Yeah, I was mad. I was very angry. I was angry because, you know, here we work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work with Organized Florida.
Yeah.
We work very, very hard to get this to where it should be. Right?
Well,
where this you know, to get everything blue. Mm-hmm. And for it to turn red, you know, predominantly red, well, you know, people are saying, look, I'm not from Florida, I'm from Tampa. I'm not from, because Tampa was blue. I'm not from Florida, I'm from Tallahassee.
But Pinellas
Thank
County
God,
was.
Tallahassee was blue.
And Pinellas County was blue too, which I was happy about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Actually, I was surprised because that's predominantly a white area. That's where I live. So I was shocked, but I was happy.
Right.
I was happy.
Right, so. Right. We, listen, man, this was a scary moment. That those first few hours were scary.
Well,
boy.
He kept, there was in some states where they had to recount. I think it was Pennsylvania, right? They had to go in and do the counts again
they
would, or
listen,
something. They
went
were tirelessly.
They went,
Atlanta, too.
Yes. They went at it. They went at it. And I listen, I can appreciate you. Listen, shout out to all those people out there.
Yeah,
who did the counts. Mm-hmm. I know something about recounts.
Hard work.
Man. Whoa.
Tired work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You know, because I remember when I went through my recount, mm-hmm. right? And you know, my family, my mom and everybody pulled in, my wife, my mother, my dad, everybody pulled together, even my son, my 16-year-old, everybody pulled in, my daughter, who's now, by the way, we're about to have a grandbaby, by the way, shout out to my grandbaby to come, Josie, so you need to come on, though, because you're playing around, she playing hide and seek in her mama right now, and she doesn't want to come out. So we really want to make certain that we are paying tribute to those people who did all that counting. Whoa, that was a lot. That was a whole lot.
It was.
But we're happy. We're glad that these things happened. We're glad that they were diligent enough to stick to it,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to all those officials who, you know, the secretaries of state and so forth, the supervisors of elections that were there in those different states that stuck this whole thing out and did the right thing, right? Despite the criticisms and things like that they received.
Yeah.
I mean, and they got a lot of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of criticisms. But, you know, to do that, and I think Van Jones probably made the best point. And it wasn't just Van Jones. There were a couple of other people who made this point. And that is that these people did this under some very adverse situations. These people did this under some very adverse situations, and for them to criticize them in the manner that they were being criticized, I feel was disrespectful. And I agree with Van and those about that issue, that we have to pay more respect to those people who are unseen,
right?
Who are not on the front lines per se, or better yet, who are not out in front of the cameras, right? Because they are on the front lines,
right?
And it was, I was very glad to see them point that out, right? That was incorrect for them to be taking such blows verbally and to be assaulted, so you know, verbally, because you know it was taking so long. Well. You know, it took a long time.
Yeah, because we have 50 states.
Right. But that's what, no, but hey, that's what they wanted, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted all the votes to be counted.
He did.
Mm-hmm. And they counted every single one of those votes.
Even though he
said, right?
It was fraud.
Amazing.
That stuff.
Amazing that he felt it was okay. So come on.
Yep.
Sorry about that. So DT coming here messing up stuff. So it was amazing that, you know, we had people who felt that was all right. That's amazing. We'll go to the calls real quick. Let's see, who do we have here? Let's go back to Daryl. Daryl.
Hey, Walt.
There you are. All right, Daryl. Now you can talk all the trash you want to, Daryl. Go ahead.
Let me start by saying this. Miss Mika, I am so glad you're back here so you can keep him under control. See, I'm being very polite, being very respectful. He just trying. I know he's grinning. Trying to set some stuff. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Mika.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, brother. Good morning.
First one to say this. I don't know if they said it on the previous show, but I want to be the one to kick it off. And thank you for playing that whining clip. Yeah, it is time to make a change.
Yes.
But let me say this. Don't say it, Walter, because you don't want to contribute to the tip, to the punishment jar. But Donald Trump, you're fired.
You've been dying to say that, haven't you?
That feels the same. It's like a nice gentle breeze coming from the north, not too cold. I am refreshed. Like a nice ice cold glass of lemonade on a hot steamy day. Oh my God! Yeah, but let me say this in all seriousness. Yeah, I'm kind of hurt too about Florida, which tells me we need to run a smarter campaign.
Mm.
What do I mean by smarter campaign? One word, and I'm gonna get out the way because I know you probably got some other callers. So the word socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
defund the police.
Mm-hmm.
No, what we want to do is restructure law enforcement. I don't want the police to go away. When I was in my home when an attempted burglary took place, heard the person trying to kick the door in. Tell you how smart a burglar is. They were kicking the door when it wasn't supposed to go that way. If they would have just grabbed the door and pulled it out, they would have had access, but God is good.
Yes.
I didn't call, by the way, Connie Burton. Thank you, black women, for saving us. Thank you, black women, for Connie. Keep going. I don't know how you voted. I don't know what your feelings are, but I was just listening at you as many times. What you were doing, keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Black women, Stacey Abrams, thank you. Thank you. Even though we're in the halftime of the battle, the first half is over with. Now we're in the second half.
Right.
We need to win Georgia. We need to win those two seats. I don't know if it was Michael Bloomberg. Send some of the millions down to Georgia now.
Mm-hmm.
Like you sent millions to Florida. No, we need to engage in a smarter campaign. Socialism, you can't use that word because many are Latinos, people who come from Honduras, people who come from Nicaragua. They associate that word with Castro's Cuba. They associate that word with Daniel Ortega's Nicaragua or Augusto Pinochet, if I'm saying this right.
Mm-hmm.
When you say socialism, that's why you got the vote like that you got from the Latino community. If we would have really had them to help us to push it over the edge, I firmly believe that Florida would have gone blue. I'm glad that Hillsborough County was blue. I'm glad that Pinellas County is blue. Tallahassee is blue. They tried that crap in Daytona. No. But, yeah, we have got to engage and wage a smarter campaign. So when Bernie Sanders is talking about, affordable health care, we all agree with that. When Bernie Sanders is talking about wage increases and stuff, we all agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
When you say just throw words out there, we just presume that everybody is informed and intelligent enough, and I'm saying that Latinos are not intelligent, but those words have meanings behind them. And they have to, we need to explain that. What do I mean by that? And I'm going to get off the air. I do not agree with this person, Meghan McCain, but she said something that was very profound. If you throw words out there like defund the police, throw words out there about like socialism, And Walter, if you have to explain your position, why are you doing that? Most times you lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, what is she? Oh, wow. She's right. If you're just throwing words out there and you really don't explain the position, what you're saying, I don't want the police to go away. I didn't call Connie Burton. I didn't call you. I called 911 for the police to come, and they found the guy, and they caught him and arrested him. I don't want the police to go away. We want reforms in the police departments around this nation, such that we won't see another George Floyd, such that we won't see another incident like in Kenosha, Wisconsin, such that we won't see another Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is totally... It's wicked and it's evil. We right. want reforms in the police department.
Okay. Amen.
That's what I wanted to say.
Daryl said a lot of things that merit an answer, but I'm not going to go into all of it. But I would like to talk about what he said about Latinos and Latin Americans.
Yes.
And socialism. I think if we look at Latin America, millions of people have voted and have stood with socialism for many, many years. And what is happening here, yes, the ones that are wealthy run away from our countries and come over here to Miami and other places of Florida and are very anti-socialist. But aside of that, it's the propaganda. You know, propaganda, all means of communication, of mass communication within the Latino community are in the hands of very right-wing people, extremely right-wing people. And that is anywhere you look at it. If you look at New York, if you look at California, and you look at Florida, all mm-hmm. the right-wing people, mm-hmm. they do not allow any difference of opinion on mass media. So I think that has a lot to do with it. A lot of propaganda, a lot of lies being spread.
Right. Yeah, this is very true. And it's interesting to see the dichotomy there. Or people who are in the country, who are living in the country, and people who have left. It's interesting to see what their viewpoints are. I think we're gonna do a show that's gonna cover that point. I think
mm-hmm.
Because you do get some varying degrees of viewpoints regarding that issue of how people view socialism versus how you know those people who have no problem with it.
Right.
You know
mm-hmm.
that's. That's a very interesting phenomenon, so to speak, when you look at who they are, right, and where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who are still there, those people who are not,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's a very, very interesting point. Thank you. I really appreciate that, man.
Josh
Holton, what's happening? Welcome to the Sunday Forum.
Hey, how you doing, Walter?
All right, brother. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
All right.
Well, I was going to say something else, but to piggyback off that conversation, one thing that I wish we would hear a lot more of when it comes to the conversation of socialism versus capitalism or a free market economy is the fact that the United States is widely considered by economists to be what's called a mixed economy. We have really neither a truly capitalist nor a socialist economy. So in a mixed economy, you have entrepreneurs that get to make a profit, but we have progressive taxes to reduce inequality. We have a freedom to set up business, but we have government regulations to make sure, you know, everyone's eating
kept in line
and have clean air and all that.
Right.
We have prices determined by market forces, but then we have taxes on demerit goods. We have a private ownership of business, but we have a government provision of public goods. And so I think that it's really important for folks to not get pulled, not just in this. I feel like we have a very binary society. We get pulled into red versus blue, good versus evil, free market versus socialism. And I think that, honestly, there's a blend. And I think what a lot of folks are really hopeful that we're going to see with Biden and what he represents for a lot of folks is kind of stepping a little bit away from such a diametrically opposed society where everybody is kind of at odds with each other. And he's not going to please everybody, but at least there's a hope that it can get back to being a little bit more normal. There can be a little bit more compromise. So there's three moments I wanted to uplift today. And by the way, I totally second everything the previous caller said about the need for a change in the Florida Democratic Party and the fact that we need to uplift People like Connie Burton, who's been working on Florida Rights Restoration Coalition and helping 1.4 million Floridians get their rights to vote back, get their rights restored. Those wonderful black women in our community. We have Donna Davis. I know she's doing a lot. And the list goes on. Bernice Lorden. I know that there's, I could lift up so many of the people locally who helped us be successful. You know, and so I think that it's really important to recognize them. And also when we're talking about Georgia and Stacey Abrams, we need to look at all the individual organizers that make up the efforts that happen there as well, of course. But three moments that I really want to uplift is I want to thank Rob Lori, because he came and helped my mom do her show yesterday on the Acoustic Peace Club. and I think it was kind of a really interesting moment that during a folk show that was all about peace, Rob got to call the election because that's when we got the news. And so I thought that was a really cool moment that it was during the Acoustic Peace Club that, because my mom was feeling sick, so she called out, but Rob came in and did her show, and it was cool that Rob Lori got to be on the air to announce the results. And so I think that's really cool. Yeah. And the results of that are very clear. If you listen to videos from New York City, you can hear the whole city celebrating. It's an incredible thing. Mm-hmm. I think also the last thing I wanted to uplift in addition to that is I think that I'd listened to Biden's speech yesterday, and I thought it was important to note that he did lift up Kamala Harris for being first woman of color, first Asian American, first African American. And as Kamala would say, she's the first, you know, she's just an American. But this is a very important moment for Kamala to get this job. And he also addressed systemic racism. I mean, good luck getting the former president to at least pretend to care about systemic racism. And so I think a lot of people just want to be heard. I think that's what I think Otis Anthony did a good job of with the Sunday Forum, and you as well, Walter, is listening to people, making sure they feel heard. And, you know, time will tell if Biden's actually going to listen to folks. But I think that's what everyone's looking for. They're looking for someone who's going to hear them and listen to them and represent them. And so I do think that, as with any president, everybody should not get it twisted that these are people that we work for. I mean, they work for us. And I think that we need to continue to remind them of that. So that's all I got. I want to thank you for doing the show, Walter.
Hey, man. Thank you very much, brother. We appreciate you. Keep on doing what you're doing, Brother Josh.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Peace to you. All right. We have... We have time for another one before the break?
Yeah, one more.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Then we'll go to break. Yeah.
All right. Listen, folks, we're gonna cut off everything at 11:55. So if you're gonna call in, please call in 813-239-9663 here on the Sunday Forum on WMNF 88.5 Tampa. We are gonna take this call from Tucson. Tucson, how you doing, man?
Hello.
How you doing, Tucson?
Hey, I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. I want to thank you for your post-post eulogy.
All right.
Otis.
All right.
But the reason I called is because today I listened to the Urban Cafe mm-hmm. before your show came on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to use your show to correct some misinformation that those juveniles made on the Urban Cafe.
Oh. Is this bad?
They claim that Obama and Kamala are the first blacks to be in the White House. That's not true. The first black to be in the White House is Abraham Lincoln. Okay?
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln was as dark and as highly melanated as Muhammad. If you've never seen a real picture of Abraham Lincoln, and his hair was as kinky as mine. Okay? All right. He was the first black.
Okay.
All right. Second thing that they're misguided upon is, in the Urban Cafe, is that all the signers of the American Constitution were Freemasons, but one. And that was Benjamin Franklin. They were Freemasons paying homage to the Knights of Templar and the Knights of Malta, who the Vatican takes it from. Okay. I just want to correct that because we're just swamped with misinformation. And if you don't know the truth, you believe God. So I really do appreciate your eulogy, your post eulogy to Otis. I better understand Otis. And keep on keeping on.
Amen.
And I'll call you the next time something touches my nerve.
All right. Thank you very much. But the brothers, let me just say this. I think that it's important to note that the people in the Urban Cafe work hard to pull up information that they know and they have. And I think it's fair to, I don't think it's quite fair to refer to them as juvenile. But, you know, to each his own. But I personally really, really appreciate the brothers and sisters over at the Urban Cafe for the work that they do. And what they try to bring to us, okay? So, you know, some people might not agree historically with something, you know, with some of the things that you brought up. I know the facts. I'm aware of those points that you brought up. There is some point of contention with some of the things, but point still remains that they need to be further researched and verified. But still. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have a show about some of those issues. Actually, we've had one before. So we are going to have a show about those issues. And we'll have a discussion about it too, son. Okay?
I thank you very much for your time.
You got it, brother. Thank you so much, okay?
Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back here on the Sunday Forum on WMNF 8.5, Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete, Pasco.
Join us on the Urban Cafe every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Listen in. Call us. Tell us your concerns about our community. Here on WMNF 88.5, your local radio station, 40 years radioactive.
Hi, WMNF. This is Shelby Brown from Clearwater, Florida. I'm also a Circle of Friends member, and I just wanted to give you a call and say I really am glad I can support the station. I love everything that I hear on MNF, especially the news, because I do not own a TV, and I only use my phone to speak on, so anything I can get from WMNF is very helpful, keeps me in the loop. And I just really appreciate everything that you do. It's worth every penny, every single month that I pay.
You can support WMNF too. Give online at WMNF.org or through the smartphone app.
If you're getting a new car, don't trade in your old one. Give it to WMNF. Your support is worth more than a low trade-in offer and helps ensure your favorite programs are here for you and your community. Call 1-888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org.
Happy birthday, WMNF. I'm Marcy Finkelstein, the very lucky person who brings you the Tuesday morning show. For decades, I've witnessed the generosity, love, and talent that sustain MNF. And in these last months, we've proven that even separated, we're united in our mission to entertain and inform and give voice to the voiceless. You are my friends, my family, and you are amazing. Here's to 41 years of community.
All right, and we're back here on the Sunday Forum. This is Walter Smith, the second, the host of the Sunday Forum, along with the members of the Fourth Estate crew, and we're very glad to have everybody here. Earlier, we did a tribute to our brother Otis Anthony. Now we're talking about where we are in the country now, since we now have experienced a change, thank God, in the White House.
Yes.
Woo! Gaining on you.
Very historic change.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. We have some calls here.
Yeah, a lot of calls.
Let's go to the calls. Who do we have here? All right, so we're going to have to shorten some of them, but hey, here we go. Let's go to DeAndre. DeAndre, welcome to the Sunday Forum.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for helping us know more about our WMNF history. And Brother Otis Anthony, and it was a beautiful tribute you guys did to his family. And I thank you for helping us understand that. And I also kind of want to try and correct something that my brother Daryl had to say. He says we're like in a certain quarter of the game when it comes down to it. We're just seeing the quarter drop. You know what I'm saying? They just flipped the coin, and we're just seeing it hit the ground. That's really where we are, because as disappointing as it was to see all that red on the map for Florida, that goes to show how many games we have to try and pursue around the state. And when it comes to that, we have to look back to our points of diversion and how, I guess you say, the Republican Party kind of hit people over the head and had them dazed and confused, and got them on this this socialism and et cetera bent, and defund the police bent. Really, we have to kind of like start helping them qualify some of that information. For as much as urban sprawl we have, you know, they might try and turn around and say, well, crime is going up. Well, the truth is all those farms are gone. So those jobs have been outsourced to, you know, Central America and Brazil, you know, by Florida Republicans. And then they're turning around and, you know, not able to afford all the new housing that's going on out there with effective policing and all the, you know, all the detectives necessary to kind of cover some of all of that activity that takes place, like the meth labs and this and that that's going on. So like that's something I think we need to kind of shore up, help shore up before we start calling names and looking at our fellow citizens with the evil eye. We need to kind of start dialing back and shoring up some of our old relationships, you know, with the environmentalists of the Republican Party, with the those who are the fiscally responsible of the Republican Party, and those who are hopeful, maybe even of the transplants that are making their way to Florida, of decent transportation availability in the case that, you know, jobs are lost here and there, you know, in our pursuit of a better future with whoever we might vote in. We kind of need to kind of point out all those different things and then see, you know, who takes, who does it, and continue to push forward. And not with this blue-red thing necessarily. We need to start putting maps into place so we can start looking ahead together. All right, that's all I wanted to say, and thank you very much.
All right, brother, thank you so much. I appreciate your words. We appreciate all right. your words, all right? Thank you so thank much, you. And call again, all right. Absolutely. Peace to you, brother. All right, let's see, we have DeAndre. Oh, no, we lost DeAndre. Okay, all right. Ron from Mango. Ron, welcome to the Sunday Forum, man. How you doing?
Hey, with the Kanye. My man.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing it, and you doing it, too. Just like to say, Otis Anthony, greatly missed. He was a good commentator. He should have been a professional commentator.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, they shortchanged us a lot in this society. So, like the guy was saying, Connie Burton should be shortchanged. I should be shortchanged as far as that go, but they do it. So, one thing, though, I want to let you know, you might not know this because I want to just let everybody to know, when I used to be on TV and the first election was stolen here in Florida, the Bush-Gore, I got involved with that. I was in that. And we had a machine that we had created called the Vote Monster. So I'm glad to see that the Vote Monster damn show caught on. I was just like, hey, y'all ain't going to believe the Vote Monster works. The Vote Monster will work. So it's just a little inside joke, and it's for real, though. And then I have one word and one question for Alvaro. The one word is, can we get some civility? That's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm asking for, not respect, but civility. And then the one question for Alvaro, because they were talking about the socialism, was this right here. What do you know about that? Since you've been around, he got a, Admiral got a good spirit, very good spirit, and a brain to be, what you call it, you'd be jealous of that kind of brain. Anyway, he could answer this question. The socialism is in Cuba. What about the coronavirus? Have you heard anything about Cuba and the coronavirus tearing Cuba up and beating them all down and destroying their people and making their people act like idiots? That's my question.
Well, asking. I think you started with a good question, and then it kind of got confusing. What has Cuba been doing in relationship to coronavirus? Better than any other country in the world right now. You know, just about. Including a vaccine, including medicine to deal with it, including contact tracing. Way at the beginning, way ahead of everybody. No. So I think they're doing a wonderful job in dealing with that, protecting the population.
Absolutely, I've heard the same thing, and we're hoping that they keep doing what they're doing. Heck, I mean, you got people that are saying they're not going to take the vaccine from us. They'll take it. They'll go to Cuba and take the vaccine before they take it anywhere else.
Yeah. Somebody already died from the vax. I have to make sure.
Not Cuban. American company.
I got to make sure before I take it. I need to make sure that it's safe because I don't want to take it and something happen to me.
No, that's right. Clay, hey Clay, welcome back. Clay,
welcome back. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right.
Listen, the first thing I want to do is to second the comments of Alvaro, both recently and prior. Alvaro is always on target. Man knows what he's talking about, and he does a good job in presenting it.
Thank you.
What I'd like you to understand here is that, you know, right now we're sitting around wondering about challenges that the incumbent, I won't mention his name, has towards.
we increased the charge, Clay.
Yes, the incumbent has, in which he thinks he's going to be litigated this issue. So let me be honest with you and the America. There are no grounds. There's no basis for a legal challenge at all with what this man's proposing.
Right.
None.
Right.
So it's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
But I'd like everyone to imagine if in 2000 we had done the right thing, as the Supreme Court of Florida ordered for us to do, and we had counted those 56,000 ballots in South Florida with a hanging chad. We know after the fact that had we done so, there had been 10,000 more votes for Al Gore than George W. Bush, which meant we would have an entire different country than we have today.
Oh, different. Totally different. Totally different outcome, everything. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And people won't think about that, you know, But that's the reality of the situation.
Right.
So as far as, you know, our new and illustrious president-elect, I have grave concerns because everyone has to realize that his campaign was funded by 60 billionaires. I don't know how many billionaires there are in the country, but I think 60 would probably be the great majority. And they didn't fund his campaign because they were opposed to Trump. They funded his campaign because he's going to maintain the status quo, the corporate establishment candidate. And he's going to continue to help them do what it is they've been doing all along. It is up to us, and I don't know that we can actually accomplish it, to put pressure upon Biden and the White House when they come into office to do things differently. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure we'll be successful. And everyone who says, well, if he doesn't do what we want, we have four, you know, in 4 years we can get rid of him. I'm sorry, but the world doesn't have four more years. We are in climate crisis. We are looking at a tipping point that may occur before this administration, new administration ever finishes.
Right.
That could portend a future or the lack of a future for our offspring, for our children. I mean, we're going to leave them in an uninhabitable planet, and you know, so I have grave concerns. I voted. I didn't vote for Biden. I voted against the incumbent, and I think that we should all realize that It's really imperative that if there is pressure we can bring upon this guy, that we must do that. We must do it collectively. We must make him do things he doesn't want to do, like ban fracking, like single-payer health care.
Oh, yeah.
Care for all.
That fracking thing bothered me a lot. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yes, exactly.
I had to reach out. I was like, wait a minute, dude.
Anyway, so the last thing I want to point out before I go is, and I don't other calls to get in, is the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've really been looking at this issue for a long time. And the reality is, unfortunately, our police departments have become infiltrated with white supremacists and nationalists and people who were never really vetted that they should be police officers. And I'm afraid that defunding the police is not what we need to do. We need to abolish the existing departments because they can't be reformed. You cannot reform something that's as rotten as they are. And then reestablish a national requirement for how policing will be accomplished. People have to understand the Constitution, that their oath is to uphold the Constitution and people's rights, and to act as peacemakers, not as enforcers. And if we don't do that, we're really not going to do well in the future. We have to do something about police, and reform is not possible, in my mind. That's just my opinion.
All right. Hey, Clay, thank you very much, man. Your words, always good.
Peace to you.
Same to you, brother. All right. Let's see. We have, let's take this one more, and then we have a special treat. We got a couple of special treats. We're going to take a break. But during that break, we're going to play a special treat there. Let's go to CC. Go directly to your question. Hey, how you doing, CC?
I'm wonderful. I am definitely enjoying the dialogue, and I heard Mr. Toussaint, and I was wondering if there's a way to reach him off the air, if he could call back in or something, because okay. I love some of the information he shared, and I would like to connect with him.
Okay, we don't have a number for him. I'm sure at some point there'll be a connection where we can get you in contact with him. Okay.
Can he call the radio station and get a number?
Sure.
Or I could leave a number.
Toussaint, if you're listening, please do call the radio station off air. I don't want you to put your number on the air like that, CC.
Correct.
For safety purposes, and I think we do have your number, but we'll make certain that we make every effort to get in contact with Toussaint.
Great dialogue. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, TC. Okay. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. But I love this song. I love this song. And as we were watching everything happen and unfold during the week, this song sticks out to me because when Barack Obama took office, it stuck out to me, right? And this is by Parliament, and it's called Chocolate City. But it has a segment there that says "Gaining on You." You know, it's always, ever since I was a kid, this thing is always like spoken to me, right? So we're gonna play this piece as we go into the break. Let's go ahead and do that. This is "Chocolate City" by Parliament here on WMNF 88.5 on the Sunday Forum.
What's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, cause I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. You're the capital.
Gaining on ya.
Get down.
Gaining on ya.
Moving in on ya.
Gaining on ya.
Can't you feel my breath?
Gaining on ya.
All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Gaining on ya. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his vanilla suburbs. Count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A Chocolate City is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? Easing in. In your stuff. Yeah. Can't get enough. Be more fun. Be more fun. And we funky too. Right on, Chocolate City.
All right. We are back here on the Sunday Forum. That was the sounds of Parliament and Chocolate City. And listen, folks, we have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to celebrate right now, and we're going to celebrate it in a great way, and we're going to keep doing it, but we're also going to make policy, folks. We're going to make a difference in our communities. We're going to have that white paper ready to go on the desk with policies that we're going to make, demands we're going to make, things we're going to take, things we're going to make happen in all of our communities right here, right now. This is what it's all about, folks. We are not going to fall asleep. We're going to stay wide awake. Hey, this is Walter L. Smith II, and I am the host of the Sunday Forum, along with the members of the Fourth Estate crew, and we have a tribute that we're going to play right now from Brother Otis Anthony, and this is going to take us right on out. This is little snippets of things that he's done throughout time, and hey, we just want to say to him, we love you, Brother Otis. We love you. Hey, this is Walter L. Smith II, and as always, from my voice to the radio waves, to the hearts and the minds of the people, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Here on the Sunday Forum, on WMNF 88.5 Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete.
From it one time.
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth. Yep. We just stand up and fight.
They came for the rappers who
spoke the truth.